Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 3rd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about World Press Freedom Day.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly right now on 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about World Press Freedom Day.
Gibbs, this year, World Press Freedom Day is jointly organized by UNESCO, the African Union, Commission, and the Government of Ethiopia. The main event is taking place in Addis Ababa at the African Union headquarters. This year's theme is Media for Democracy, Journalism and Elections in Times of Disinformation. It discusses current challenges faced by the media when covering elections, along with the media's potential in supporting peace and reconciliation processes.
The commemoration comes at a time Zimbabwe is attempting to change media laws widely viewed by some journalists and observers as draconian. The government is now in the process of repealing the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act and the Public Order and Security Act. Freedom of expression and freedom of the media is enshrined in Zimbabwe's constitution.
And Gibbs, Section 61 stipulates that every person has the right to freedom of expression, which includes freedom to seek, receive, and communicate ideas and other information. It further stipulates that every person is entitled to freedom of the media, and broadcasting and electronic media of communication have freedom of establishment, subject to licensing procedures that are independent of control by the government or by political or commercial interests. But is that the fact? Is that what's happening on the ground, Gibbs?
We're yet to see all that. And World Press Freedom, definitely, this day was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in December 1993, following the recommendation of UNESCO's General Conference. Since then, May 3, the anniversary of the declaration of Windhoek, is celebrated worldwide as World Press Freedom Day.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's also an opportunity to celebrate the fundamental principles of press freedom, access the state of press freedom throughout the world, defend the media from attacks on their independence, and pay tribute to journalists who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Send us your number if you wish to join the show.
Yeah, kunjalo ke mavlas lamhlanje sikhuluma ke ngosuku olukhulu usuku lamlawe ole World Press Freedom Day.
Yeah.
So isikhathi sokuthi lati sike sikhulume ngathi ngoba sithatha iminyaka 365 days so sikhuluma ngokunye singakhulumi ngathi. So ke lamhla ke sizokandaba iWorld Press Freedom Day. Sifuna ulingena kuhlelo konapho litshi ukuthi kuhamba njani emhlabeni jikelele. Siyabona ukuthi ke kadesi kwenziwa abantu bethula indaba ngesikhathi kulaloko kuthiwa i-fake news kumbe inews zamanga. So ke isihloko sangkhona vele siyakhonapho ke silandele ukuthi kule ndaba ezithulwa ku-social media ezithulwa ngama-radio kumbe ngithi imisakazo ezithulwa ngamaphephandaba ezingane asoqiniso. So ke lakhona kuziza kutshaya. Sibonile ukuthi bekulo mcimbi omangalisayo khona ngale Ethiopia wokuthi kuthakazelwe ilanga le usuku lolu. Iye kunjalo Marvelous.
Kune avo vashanguva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa isu zuva revatorire nawo Gibbs zuva redu isu basa ratinoita zuva nezuva. Saka tiri kutarisa isu kuti zuva ranhasi riri kuongororwa uyezve riri kucherechedzwa pasi rose nemunyika asi kune mhemberero iri kuitwa iyo kuEthiopia kuAddis Ababa pari zvino inofanira kunge yapera nhasi uyezve tinoona kuti sangano reUnited Nations rabatana neAfrican Union mukucherechedza mabasa anoitwa nevatori venhau. Saka zvizhinji zviri kuzeyewa kumusangano uyu kuti nhau dzechokwadi chokwadi dzino gadziriswa sei kana kuti dzinobikwa sei uyezve takatarisa kuti pari zvino pane nhau dzemanyepo dzinozikanwa dziya kuti fake news dziri kuwanikwa nyanya pazvivhitivhiti saka zvanga zvakatariswa ndezvekuti zvoitwa sei kuti pawanikwe ipo nhau dzechokwadi dziri idzo dzinoramba dzichipakurwa zuva nezuva saka taita rombo rakanaka rekuti ndakwanisa ini kunge ndichitaura ne mumwe ari kuEthiopia ikoko amai Wayne Musabayana vanga vaine ivo mazwi avari kuda kutura kuvatori venhau nyanya vari muZimbabwe nepasi rose nyanya pazuva iro rino Press Freedom Day ngatimbonzwai kubva kuna amai Musabayana.
Maybe they are not yet ready. Let's switch over to the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. He was at the celebrations today in Addis Ababa. So I think we've got a video of the Prime Minister. Let's see whether we can have that video from our producers.
Given that only a year ago, Ethiopia was labeled as Africa's foremost jailer of journalists and one of the most repressive environments in the world for functioning of independent media. As you are well aware, the Committee for the Protection of Journalists recently reported that for the first time in over 12 years, there are no journalists in prison in Ethiopia.
So that is the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and we've got Mr. Nekosi Mengesha, who is the VOA Africa Division Director. He is talking about the importance of press freedom. Let's get the video and hear what he says about that.
My name is Nekosi Mengesha. I'm the Director of the Africa Division, Voice of America. I used to work in my home country, Ethiopia. Actually, I worked under very difficult circumstances. There was total censorship. There's no freedom of the press. So imagine as a journalist, you're not free to report. I had to flee Ethiopia. That's the late 70s because I could not really practice my profession. I could not write freely. I couldn't speak freely. So I had to flee the country. It took me about 4 or 5 months actually to cross from Ethiopia to Sudan. And I ended up in a refugee camp in Sudan. I was sick. I had malaria. I had typhoid. I had fever. 3 months I was at the verge of dying almost. So I was treated and I was cured from there. So after staying 3 months in the refugee camp, I went to Khartoum. As a refugee, you really go through so much difficulties. You lose your identity. You lose yourself, who you are. You don't have a passport. You don't have even an ID. You don't have food to eat. You have to depend on the United Nations and Russians. You see? So I saw that. I went through that. When people talk about refugees, the plight of refugees, their suffering, I feel it. I know it.
That is Nekosi Mengesha, the VOA Africa Division Director. You are speaking here about the importance of press freedom. So now, before we roll in maybe some of the people that we have, the videos and other things, we've got a guest today, an in-studio guest. That is Mr. Henry Masugu, a former Studio 7 correspondent. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, marvelous.
Welcome. You are coming at the ideal time. You have just come in from Zimbabwe. What's your view when you look at the freedom of the press in Zimbabwe currently, looking at what we saw happening under the Mugabe regime and now with the Second Republic of Emmerson Mnangagwa?
Thank you very much for that question. My view is that freedom of the press in Zimbabwe is still under siege. Nothing has changed from the Mugabe era up to the era that is currently obtaining under President Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed in terms of the laws that were being used to curtail media freedom. We still have IPA, we still have BSA, the Official Secrets Act is still subsists, and therefore we have seen a number of journalists from the 3rd of May last year to the 3rd of May this year We have seen a number of journalists who have been arrested, some have been detained, some have been kidnapped. So I can tell you that in Zimbabwe, journalism is not free, journalists are not free, journalism is under siege.
So ngasikhangela ke ngakhonoko kwamasuku kulesikhathi kathesi ngasikhangela fake news. So if fake news ngabantu nje abaphonga ukuphosela izindaba lapha lalapha. Pho lina nxa likukhangela khonoko kwenza ukuthi onozindaba bengabhali kuhle kumbe bebhale kuhle kumbe sokufanana onozindaba lami nje umuntu ngisihambela emgwaqweni.
Yeah, indaba yabo onozindaba isuka ihluphe ekutheni abantu sebenanzelele eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi bayahlukunyezwa nguhulumende, sebenanzelela ukuthi akula enye indlela eyokukhipha information eqakathekileyo. Ngaleyo ndlela omunye lomunye umuntu usephakama lefoni yakhe kumbe ngezinye indlela kwi-internet akhulume into ayifunayo. Ngakho-ke lokho kwenza ukuthi i-information yona leyo kumbe indaba yona leyo ngenxa yokuthi kafundiswanga ukuthatha indaba enika abantu abaningi icine isibe ngamanga. Ezinye indaba ziba liqiniso kodwa ke khathesi omunye lomunye umuntu usesitha ngabona into isenzakala useyifaka ngendlela yakhe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kavulanga ukuthi intatheli kumbe imsakazo ibe minengi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bathole indaba eziqondileyo. Ikho ke sibona ukuthi indaba eziningi sezivela nje ebantwini zibe ngamanga.
Yeah, so he's talking about fake news, that people are actually leading the kind of process of news, seeking news, you know, and disseminating that kind of news. So because maybe the government has not opened up, you know, airwaves and all those kind of things. So according to him, yeah.
Anti munotaura shona?
Tinotaura shona.
Ehe, tombonzwa kubva kwamuri kuti nyaya yavunzwa naGibbs iyoyo nyaya yenhau dzemanyepo kana kuti fake news dzakamira sei pari zvino muchitarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyika.
Okay, kana tichitarisa mamiriro akaita munyika tinoona kuti kubva panguva yava Mugabe kusvikira panguva yava Munangagwa kusvikira pari zvino tinoona kuti hapana chachinja. Kunyange chido chiripo chekuchinja mutemo hapana chachinja. Naizvozvo vanhu havasati vawana information inobva kuma TV akasiyana siyana, ku radio dzakasiyana siyana, kuma TV akasiyana siyana, including ma community radios, atinoti radio dzemunharaunda. Saka tichaona kuti umwe noumwe munhu ari kungotora foni yake achitapawo nhau achipa vanhu. Dzimwe nhau dzacho dzopedzisira dziri nhau dzisina kunyatso tariswa. Nekuti vanhu havana kudzidziswa kuti nhau dzinofanira kuenda kuvanhu dzinofanira kunge dziri nhau dzatariswa, dzinovaka vanhu, dzova nhau dzinokuvadza vana, dzinokuvadza vanhu vakuru, dzinokuvadza chinharaunda.
Aiwa, ichokwadi icho, Gibbs.
So we've got our own reporter here, Ntukameli Komo. He's on video saying a lot about media freedom and what is happening in terms of fake news. So let's get Mr. Ntukameli's a video. I think we've got it. Let's try to roll it out so maybe our producers can do that right now. I guess maybe he's reading the video. So
here in Washington, I'd like to join the rest of the world, especially journalists, in observing this year's World Press Freedom Day, which is being marked worldwide today. Happy Press Freedom Day to every journalist out there. We have a big responsibility as journalists to dish out fair, balanced, and accurate news. We are always alive to that demand, and at Studio 7, we try the best we can, day in, day out. The theme for this year is Media for Freedom, Journalism and Elections in Times of Disinformation. Media and democracy, those go hand in hand. Our job is to hold our leaders to account. Where democracy fades, we have to come in and make sure that we shine a spotlight on it and hold our leaders to account. And what's particularly worrying about, you know, being a journalist these days is you have to be careful about what you broadcast or what you write, because there's a lot of fake news, as President Donald Trump will say. The emergence of social media, talk about Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter. People can just, you know, make up stuff and broadcast anything, publish anything, anyway, anyhow. So, but our job as journalists is to make that, we sift through the madness and make sure what we broadcast, what we publish is accurate, fair, and genuine, not fake news. Again, happy Press Freedom Day, everybody, every journalist out there.
Thank you so much, Ntungameli Komo. Happy Press Freedom Day to you as well. So I think we've got some women that work for the VOA. Let's have a take from them on this special day.
عيد سعيد لحرية الصحافة في العالم كله.
Ngelanga lalamhlanje sithi happy happy kuntatheli izindaba zonke emhlabeni jikelele. Happy World Press Freedom Day.
Kuneva torive na uve se pasiro se nyanya muZimbabwe. Tinoti muve nezuva rakanaka nasi. Zuva revatori venau. Tinoziya kuti kunze uko. Kune nau dzinozikanwa nekuti fake news. Asi ino inguva yekuratidza kuti takaendera kuchikoro zvine mutsindo. Saka handei pamberi nebasa. Happy World Press Freedom Day. Iva inezuva rakanaka.
Marvelous. Happy, happy.
Thank you. Yeah. And, you
Let's
know,
talk about ourselves. Yeah.
Actually, what happened yesterday was really phenomenal, because we had an all-female crew except our producer, Mike, who is a young, you know, youthful guy. But everybody was behind the scenes, and presenters, we were women. So we decided, why not do, you know, a little cameo together so we can present it on the day.
That's
so,
right. And then I've got a big question for you. What are the challenges that you're facing as women?
As women, it's a little bit, I think we have to work twice as hard for our voice to be heard. We have to be literally, you know, the playing field is not as level as we'd like it. So we'd like more women in more decision-making positions, you know, for the world to really open up the world for women without looking at, you know, your gender, just making it level so that you and I can both compete for one job and get it because of our skill, not of our gender.
I think on that score, we've got Mayra Fernandez. She works for the Portuguese service. Let's get it rolling.
Hello, I'm Mayra de la Salete. I'm a journalist at the Voice of America for the Portuguese department. First, I want to wish a happy World Press Freedom Day to all my fellow journalists and to all of those who believe and support a free press because it matters. Media for Democracy, Journalism and Elections in Time of Disinformation is 2019's theme, and I applaud it because we are living in a world where news are traveling faster than ever, and the internet opened those doors, the doors when it comes to break and share the news even faster. But it's a tool that also brought extra responsibility to our role as reporters and as people whose work is also to assure that all voices are heard, all issues are reported with accuracy and with the freedom that only democracy can bring. And the ability also to overcome one of our biggest challenges in today's world, fake news. And how do you do that? As a journalist, verify, verify, verify.
And that is Mayra Fernandez. She's a social media person, and she loves WhatsApp, she loves Facebook, she loves everything that is social media wise. So maybe our last video, we've got Eddie Rema of the Central Africa Service. He works for the Voice of America. Let's get him rolling as well.
Yeah, my name is Eddie Rema. I'm a reporter and broadcaster here at the Voice of America. I work for the Central Africa Service. We basically cover the Great Lakes region of Africa, Rwanda, Burundi, some parts of Uganda, Tanzania, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The theme of this year, which is journalism in election times and disinformation, I believe it's a timely theme, given the kind of disinformation and fake news that is going on all over the world. One should remember here in the United States of America, whereby fake accounts were created by Russians, as we hear, basically to either tarnish the competitors or try to promote the other competitor. So it's something that is becoming a big problem. It's affecting our elections across the world, especially in Africa, whereby internet is trying to take root. And most people are using either fake accounts. This is the growth of citizen journalism, where people come out with fake YouTube accounts, basically to either try to character assassinate opponents and also spread rumors. And I think it's timely for the world media right now to have a theme like this, which is journalism and elections in times of disinformation. So I think it's our role as classic journalists to find a way of countering this kind of disinformation, because at the end of the day, it takes away the independence of the voters when they base their decisions on wrong information.
And that is Eddie Rema of the Central Africa Service of the Voice of America. He's based here in Washington, D.C. Siyalibonga kakhulu lonke ke elikuloke lilathi lapha lapha sibonga khona ke ngodaba lo World Press Freedom Day. Le lilanga eliqathekileyo kakhulu elabantu abasebenza ezindaba. So ke lina umsakazo elulandelelayo yuphi, njalo nxa sisikhuluma ngamaphephandaba lingabe lime ngaphi? Sifuna lisitshele phela ukuthi lingabe lisenzani nxa ukuthi libala, njalo nokuthi i-fake news lezi kambe lizibona njani. Marvelous, asitshove sibone.
Tine nauruko dzakawanda nhasi zuva redu isu vatori venhau. Regai timbodzokera kuna asisi wenu musabayana vekuAfrican Union vaya vatamboda kuridza tinzwe kuti vari kutiiko panyaya iri yezuva revatori venhau.
My name is Wayne Musabayana, and in summary of what was being discussed here, it is really to stress the importance of media, their role in our societies, and their role in the promotion of the electoral processes as well as democracy in Africa. We heard the statement from our deputy chairperson of the African Union Commission, His Excellency Ambassador Kwesi Kwarteng. We heard from the Director General of UNESCO. We heard from the President of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. All of them were emphasizing, and we also heard from the Executive Secretary of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa. All of them were really emphasizing that media must be able to do their work professionally. They were also discussing the issue of social media, looking at its merits and also looking at some of the challenges that it poses. And they were encouraging that this is a good tool for us to use, but we have to be able to manage it correctly so that we can get the maximum benefit out of it. So that really is the key message. We also looked at concerns around women journalists, making sure that whatever challenges they might face are addressed at this global workshop. And the outcomes of this meeting will come out in a communique. At the African Union, we are going to post it on our website. It will be on our social media networks. Colleagues at UNESCO will do the same. Colleagues at ECA will do the same, so that we really get to share worldwide the outcomes of this very, very important conference.
Tirikunzwa hapo kubva kuna mai Wayne Musabayana veku African Union. Takataura zvakare nemumwe mutori wenhau, Chris Chinaka. Agara ari kutora nhau kwemakore akati wandei. Ameno kana uri kumuziva makashanda kuZimbabwe, munoziva here mukoma Chris?
Tinovaziva.
Saka tinombonzwa kwavari nenyaya iyo yefake news kuti ivo vakataura kuti vashanda munhau 40 years vari mubasa rekutora nhau, asi vari kuti zvavari kuona panyaya yefake news izvi zvazoita kuti vatange sangano rinonzi ZimFact rekuti vawane ivo vachiona kuti nhaurwa dziri kuparurwa ndedzechokwadi here kana kuti kwete.
ndo dambudziko ratawana rakanyanyisa iroro nokuti vanhu vari kushambadza mashoko anenge asiri pachokwadi. Vanotora hanzu kana tingati masimbos vanotora nhau chaivo chaivo vapfekedza pamashoko iwayo. Saka chetinokurudzira pavanhu kuti mungaona sei kuti fake news ndedzekuti mazuva ano mashoko ukangoona unodauta kuti mashoko aya haana kumira zvakanaka. Tinokurudzira kuti vese vanopepeta manhau vange vane matanho ekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kubvunza kuti nyaya yetiri kuona ndeyechokwadi here iri kutaurwa muzita renyu. Ndo chekutanga. Tozoitazve tiri kufamba muzvikoro nemuvanhu tichitaura kuti nhau dzinenge dziri feki kana misinformation kana propaganda mungaiona sei uye mungaigadzirisa sei, tichishandisa mabato atori mutorwa kwenhau.
Ivo mukoma vanonzi mukoma Chris Chinaka vakapinda sei mukupepeta nhau uyezve tipewo nhoroondo yeupenyu hwenyu panyaya idzodzi dzekupepeta nhau?
Ndakapinda munyaya dzekutora nhau ndingati pachirungu vanoti by accident. Ndaida kuita fata ndikazongetamirira tarisa izvozvo ndikapedzisira ndaenda kuorganization yevatori venhau vaishanda pamabasa epasi pechechi kumambo press vaipublisha newspaper kana magazini zvikanwa kunzi Moto. Ndokwandakatangira ikoko. Ndane makore makumi mana 40 years ndiri munhau. Ndabva ikoko ndakashandira masangano akati wandei asi ndingangotaura maviri. Rimwe racho rinonzi Ziana News Agency, ndokwandakati garei kwemakore akati kuti. Ndikazobva ikoko ndakuenda kunonzi kuReuters International News Agency, ndokwandakashanda kwemakore makumi maviri nemashanu 25 years. Ndiri mukuru for 20 years wekutorwa kwenhau muno muZimbabwe, ndichibatsiranawo nevaitora nhau muregion yedu yemuAfrica. Ndabva ipapo ndakazoregedza zvenews agency ndichienda pamudya ndigere gore ra-2015. Ndokumbozorora kwegore rose ndokuzodzoka ndichitanga organization iyoyi yetinoti Zimfact yekubatsira vanhu kuti mashoko ari kushambadzwa nekupembedzwa ange ari mashoko atariswa kuti ndechokwadi here kwetwa. Uyezve tinotarisa izvozvo tinotarisa kuti vakuru kunyanya vari munyaya dzematongerwo enyika mashoko avanenge vachitaura nekuadudzira havasi kuadudzira vachiisa nepasipo here, misrepresenting facts, misinformation. Ndo rimwe eriyazve retinotarisa tichibetserana nevanhu kuti zvataurwa izvi mabudiro azvazoita handiwo baanga achifanira kunge zvichibuda zvakadaro. Chokwadi ndechakati ndechakati.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna Chris Chinaka avo vakashanda semutori wenhau uyezve vava kutungamira sangano reZimfact.
Now, since we have got a special guest here, a former Studio 7 correspondent, Henry Masuku, sasibuya kuye lapha ke Masuku tusitshele ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho sibili ubona nzani ukutapha kwezindaba. So antobona ungahlanganisa isitshona mbijana kazi izindaba ezigcinwangazani kuyaba. So ubona nzani nxa sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi kuthathwa njani izindaba eZimbabwe, kambe kulokuthi nxa uthapha laphana wesabe kumbe uyathapha usiyakhonani?
Khathesi ngathi sokungcono. Kusese isikhathi sikamgabe bekulovalo lokwesaba kakhulu. And ububona abantu bebotshwa, ama-journalist echaywa ngaleso sikhathi, abanye bevalelwa bebese bephuma ngemva kwensuku. Kodwa ke khathesi uvalo lulokhu lukhona ngoba akula nguquko esesiyibonile kathesi kuhulumende. abantu abathatha izindaba bebekhangelela ukuthi uhulumende uzatshintsha izenzo akhulule amagagasi athathe ukuthathwa kwezindaba njengento eqakathekileyo elizweni especially ekwakheni ilizwe kodwa sokukhanya kathesa ukuthi hayi ubevala nje abantu amehlo ngaleyo ndlela ama journalists alokhu esesaba onozindaba balokhu besesaba ukuthatha izindaba and nxa besenza umsebenzi wabo kumele babone ukuthi kulobani ngoba kathesi nxa usiyathatha izindaba kumele ube uvethiwe njalo kulokunzima ukuthola izindaba eziyabe zivela kuhulumende it's not easy akulula ukuthi uyithole indaba evela kuhulumende nxa useZimbabwe usebenza unozindaba
kwenziwa kwini kulo ngibona kwakuzwe lokho kumbe kuyini
lokho kwenziwa imithetho into yokuqala engingayicho ukuthi bathi imbuzi ungayibophela esihlahleni ungazuyikhiphe izabe lokho iborder khona apho kwesinye isikhathi ngenxa yokuthi onozindaba sebelesikhathi eside bengaphiwe information kathesi loba kungaze kuthiwa kabahambi bethola information abangayithola balokhu becabanga ukuthi
so lokho kuthiwa i-self censorship
ayitholakali yes i-self censorship then kube sokusiba le mithetho imithetho ayivumeli ukuthi abantu onozindaba bathole indaba ngesikhathi esifaneleyo so ilokhu ikhona ihlukumeza intatheli zezindaba so imithetho kumele iguqulwe sibe sesikhangela njalo ukuthi usebenzela umsakazo uphi kumbe newspaper yipi khona lokho lakho kwenza ukuthi unozindaba ayethatha indaba ezihambelana lalapha asebenza khona lo athathe ezihambelana lalapha aqhatshwe khona ngaleyo ndlela abantu bagcina bengatholanga indaba eziqondileyo ngenxa yokuthi uyabe sesaba ukuthi angahamba ayethatha indaba ezingahambelani lalapha asebenza khona azisoze ziphume uzaxotshwa
ndiripo apho ndaida kuti ndivunze kuti noona unoona vanhu vanoenda kuassignment imwe chete asi zvinozonyorwa mumapepa nawo zvinenge zvakasiyana kana panhepfenyuro chii chiri kuitika pakutora nawo apa toti waenda kune assignment iriko waenda kunokavha mutungamiri wenyika woona zvinenge zvichiitika asi tinoona nyaya inozobuda mubepa nawo imi kana radio iyi kana website zvakatosiyana chaizvo chii chinoitika ipapo
yes tinotenda zvinoitika ndezvokuti bepa nawo rimwe nerimwe rine yatingatiyo agenda yaro handitika inova iyo inoita kuti riwane maadvertisers achiuya kwairi handiti tikaita tese zvinhu zvinofanana apaiti competition plus vakawanda vacho vanenge vari mubusiness handiti saka pavanobuda vatori venhau vachienda kunotora nhau anenge achitoziva kuti ini ndinofanira kutora nhau dzakarerekera kurutivi urwu kuitira kuti dzibude mupepa kuitira kuti dzishandiswe handitika uyowo achitorawo nhau anenge achitora zvimwe zvinogona kunge zviri zvechokwadi zvaatora asi kuti zvinenge zvakarerekera kudivi rebepa rake izvozvo zvinoitwa nokuti varidzi vemapepa nhau be it ingave zvavo hurumende ingave zvavo vanhu vakazvimirira vega vane nzira dzavo dzavanoda kuti mapepa afambiswe nayo saka naizvozvo tinoona kuti nyaya imwe chete inobuda umwe achiona china iri pahwindo umwe achiona yavanoti the sunset kuseruko nekuda kwekushanda kwakasiyana kwavanobva
aiwa tinotenda
yeah I think we've got our first caller and that is Apostle Midian Dube is in South Africa baba Dube lichona njani
siyaphela Dube lichona njani
siyaphela kakhulu ye wonibona njani usuku lolwe World Press Freedom Day
I think usuku lolwe World Press Freedom Day lukakatheke kakhulu Dube ngoba kunanzwa ukuqhakatheka kokukhitshwa kwemibiko nangokukhutshwa kwezindaba phakathi kwabantu now luqakatheke kakhulu ngoba abezindaba yibo ababonisa abantu ngezinto ezingenziwa entshutsheni ezithile yibo abaveza lokho esingathi ngesilungu yi-corruption kumbe ukungaziphathika kahle kweziphathamandla kuhulumende emphakathini yibo abaveza inhlupho ezibhekane nabantu kodwa okuqakatheke kakhulu kikho konke ukuthi uhlupho olusuka lube khona especially ngakhangela ekhaya eZimbabwe mase sikhangela ama-newspaper kusuka kube nohlupho lokuthi bakatuhlangothi okungenziyo ngabe bekuba likahulumende lisuka licimeze lingasaboni lubi uhulumende i-private media layo so ukuzeliswa livele kumele ubala amaphepha abe mabili abe mathathu engakethiwo yikuthi okuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi abantu batshelwe iqiniso ama-reporters a-reporte ngokwethembeka bakhiphe izindaba njengoba zinjalo sesilohlupho dube lwelokho kuthiwa yi-fake news kulezi nsuku ikakhulu ku-social media sithembe imisakazo enjenge-Voice of America lamanye amaphepha leminye imisakazo ukuthi baqondise izinto ngoba indaba ye-fake news iyadala ama-problems kakhulu ebantwini kungaluyiwa 1 million ngezindaba ezingekho so okuqakatheke kakhulu ngaleli langa ukuthi imisakazo bayime eqinisweni kodwa imisakazo futhi ivunyelwe ukusebenza kungela kuphindezelwa kungela kuvaleli ngoba kusuka kube ne-problem angazi ngesidebele into e-government censorship ukuthi i-news ligcina kusesatshe ukuthi abantu bakhuluma iqiniso emsakazweni ngenxa yokuthi unxa usukhulumile uzovalelwa suwedwa so iy'ndaba ziqakatheke kakhulu dobi kodwa uhulumende umele asapote imisakazo asapote amaphephandaba abavumele abanikeze indawo yokusebenzela ekhululekileyo siyabona ama-reporters ama-journalist ebotshwa evalelwa evalelela
ukuthiukayangazani ke ucingo lwakhe Solomani balo luyaqhumeka but all what you're saying is that you know journalists should always tell the truth and he says the problem right now is that they are too one-sided like what Mr. Masuku was saying so he says some people actually fear government some kind of response from the government that can be dire. So he says at the end of the day, there's a lot of censorship in terms of government news itself. So unfortunately, then the phone cut off. But I think we heard exactly what he said.
Regaitimbo chingamiza varipa live feed yeri parishinati na Courtney Mempi Courtney arikuti tripano muri kutinzwa were ndiri kuno please hanze ndichavota kuno kujoni arikuti ndibatei futi ndoda kutaura hanze ndibatei hanze ndoda kutaura pamusoro pekunaka kwe democracy yatina yokuno ariku South Africa hakuna kana anotya mumwe kana kutyisidzirwa mumwe ndokutaura kwa arikuita Edith Garanza mwa new from Gaborone pana Fraser Chicks arikuti kuregerei hangu nyika ndeyedu tese because we contribute to the economy of this country
yes long nomtandazo nkomazana kuna ngale ke eMumbai eIndia so uyasibhalela lapha uti ke imithetho yakhona ngiyokufihla ubugangi noma sithi corruption yabaphathi belizwe they edit out the truth then kuzobuya ke udingani Masuku utuqinisile kakhulu ke uMasuku lapha nxa ikhuluma ngabantu ukuthi abanye babhala lokho kumbe babhale lokuyana kuya ngokuthi umuntu ungaphakwa khona uthi yeah there is a narration which is political financial le brown envelope
so nyaye brown envelope imbotisa na nguro inofamba zi
nyaye brown envelope andingati zvangu ndakambosangana nayo asi kuti inyaya inowanikwa pa situation inenge yakaita se Zimbabwe kuti vanhu vari kunyanya kutambura kunyanya mutori wenao vatori venao havasi kupiwa mari yakawanda vanoita basa rakaomarara vanopinda panzvimbo dzimwe dzinotyisa dzimwe dzinoita kuti mukasvika munochema vachiedza kuti information iende kuvanhu naizvozvo dzimwe dzenguva paripo pekuti mutori wenao anosvika kumunhu womukuru anazvo handitika nekutekeshera kwaita uori muZimbabwe munhu uyawo kuti aiwa ndinokupawo padiki apa nyorawo zvakati mutori wenao anowanikwa achiva vulnerable kana kuti achiva pachinano chokutora mari iyoyo achibudisa mashoko iwayo anogona kunge asiri echokwadi nokuti anyanya kutambudzika asi izvi hatizvikurudziri nokuti zvinouraya chinangwa chekupa vanhu information yakakodzera
and we also have we also have Tikane Hlabangane who writes political polarization has happened for too long in Zimbabwe the left or the right are too desperate to push their own agenda. So is this, or let me put it this way. So when we look at people that are setting the agenda in Zimbabwe, is it the press? Is it the government? Is it politicians? Is it the people? So who is pushing the agenda in terms of, the press?
In terms of the press, I think in Zimbabwe we know that the government is pushing state media.
Mm-hmm.
It is the government. It is the ministry which is pushing. If you are not in good books, you are a journalist, mm-hmm. you are not in good books with the Ministry of Information or with the ruling class, you know you are out.
Mm-hmm.
So the government still has a gag on the media, on the state media. Then on the private sector, mm-hmm. it is private. It is the owners. They are in business. By and large, they are in business. In as much as, of course, the generality of Zimbabwe would support them
mm-hmm.
in the sense that they give the other alternative news,
mm-hmm.
they are by and large in business, and therefore they push the agenda for the news.
Mm-hmm. So which means those that own the means of production
yes.
also means own the means of the output itself.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is very yeah. unfortunate. That's why there have been ways, or I can say advocacy uh-huh. for the liberalization of the airwaves so that at least we can have community radio so that uh-huh. at least people can be able to speak for themselves uh-huh. in their communities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That brings a bit of a balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's take a caller. Tina Mkoma Donald. Makadi Mkoma Donald.
Hello.
Aiwa, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka regai timbotora vamwe vatereri Gibbs there.
Yes,
Donald Maboma, he's been following us ever since the inception of Studio 7, but he has a valid point saying that, you know, the state media, some of the things that they're publishing also, they are being influenced by the government itself. Mm-hmm. So, over to you.
So, we'll put a disclaimer here that,
those are his views.
Yeah, so, not only that, because what we did is we invited Mr. Mangwana, Nick Mangwana, to come on the show,
mm-hmm.
but we couldn't get him. And then we also invited some ZANPF officials. We haven't got a hold of them. So now we think that we've got somebody on the line. So, excuse me, Slovan, Babanyon, Kunjan.
I'm
Yeah, who's Pumsha, Babanyoni?
ngilapha kwele mzangu.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi wena ke ungathini ngosuku lolu olwe World Press Freedom Day ba?
Hayi, isuku lolu siyalithokozela mpela. Izinto ezinye izinto nje zingakajwalisiswa. Ngoba ezinye izinto kweziyindawo abanye abantu basancindezela. Kusaseligama nje elingakafufila kwezinye indawo. But hayi futhi nje sesingasho ukuthi hayi sisalithokozela ngoba likhona. But kwabanye abantu nje basancindezele kwezinye indawo.
Ye, nxa usukhangela okwethulwa ngamaphephandaba lemisakazo, singathi lapho khona laseZimbabwe, ubona ngazani wena uyakulandela yini, utsho ukuthi kodwa lokho liqiniso. So ukuze ubone ukuthi liqiniso ukubona ngani njengoba kugcwele amanga kangaka.
Hayi, amaphephandaba aseZimbabwe amanye ngamanga kuphela. Ngoba into, for example, lawa amaphephandaba elizwe akhuluma nje into enhle nge-political party. Akhuluma into enhle nje nge-political party active. So ngaleyo ndlela uyahlubona vele ukuthi la akuya lapho esiya khona. Ngoba akakuveliswa iqiniso elabe likhona ku-ground. Ngoba abasakazi into engekho ku-ground. So end of the day umphakathi uyagcina sinjani ungasalandeli leyo nto. Ngoba tigeba bazofaka into eyiyona ekhona ku-ground akuloza mamela ngoba sebejwayele ukuqamba amanga. So vele siwazi ngoba sometimes bayathokoza into olapho khona ukuthi kunento ethize but wena ma ukhona lapho awuboni lutho. So akusizi ukuthi uzimotshele isikhathi ulandelana nomsakazo yena leyo ngoba uyayazi ukuthi imisakazo leyo isakaza into ezifunwa yileyo party ethize.
Aha. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Nyoni, ungathola kusasa baba, siyabonga.
Yabonga.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Nyoni is in South Africa. He says of course they know that some of the things that are being published are lies. So he says it's easy to detect that kind of thing. So kwamanje ke sisilo baba usikhumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, ungawutshona njani?
Ani?
Yeah, unjani Mlalazi?
Hayi, kuhle kakhulu, siyayibonga iStudio 7. Kudala senilandela busy, nawe uyazi baba Dube ukuthi ngaphandle kwe-Studio 7 endaweni yakithi, especially emakhaya kithi la ngivela khona esikhalangeni, hayi akukho omunye umsakazi ngaphandle kwe-Studio 7. Abantu bakithi nje uma kuhlala isikhathi bayazi ukuthi bazonizobaphakela into ezimnandi noma okunye okungamanga uma kuyiqiniso sazi ngoba okwamanje bathi kwezinye isikhathi iba mnandi into uma ikhulunywe ifakwe namaspayisi nyana mhlawumbe kunjalo. So mina ngithi-ke babadube happy World Press Freedom Day.
Siyabonga.
Siyanibonga kakhulu. Siyazi ukuthi kubuhlungu khonoko kwesi sikhathi ngoba yonke into kuthiwe sikhulunywe ngudube kathi wena uyithole injalo wayiqhubela thina injalo njengoba injalo kathi besethi intatheli zindaba zithi. Namadoda abusa emazwe akithi lawa okuye baya bengafuni phela ukukhulunywa njengoba kunjalo kodwa ke nina nikubeka kunjalo. Siyanibungela abantu bakithi.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga kakhulu ungathola kusasa baba.
Hayi, kuhle kakhulu Dube mani, niphile abantu bakithi, nibe rayi.
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ufuna ukufaka la ngesikhiwa khonokho?
Hayi, it's okay, ngifuna ukufaka ngesikhalanga.
Ye, ukufaka ngesikhalanga 1 minute baba.
1 minute. Hayi, tongokela vuvakulu kubanothi happy World Press Freedom Day. Kuti vanotipa vanotipakulela ndevo dzinozipa nedzimwe dzikimanyepwa toti avachile vegale velipo nembavha dzehango dzizive kuti hayi nehwayapo kavalinga lovoka makalanga tilezvakose vanhu vakuzimbabwe kuti tinakani vandhavani kwete kwavulolwavo.
Hi, Smonga Kuri Mlalazi, Bafunga Tirokusasa. So he was using Kalanga at the end. And that is very nice language there. Yes, so thank you so much. So he was talking about, you know, Studio 7. He says he's one of the one of the followers that we know, especially on Facebook. It's always there. You know, you look everywhere, whether there's Studio 7, Skumbuzo Mlalazi is always there. So now we know that there's a scholar that actually wrote about how people, you know, consume these kind of texts in terms of, you know, radio news, television news, newspapers, and all those kind of things. So he actually made sure that he highlighted certain things. And one of the things is when you read a newspaper, there's what is called preferred reading of that text.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to read the Herald, I read it. If I don't want it, I don't want it. So he came out with another theory to say there's oppositional reading of something. So mm-hmm. if I don't like to listen to Studio 7, I switch off. And then when it comes to some other issues, you can negotiate your way. So that is negotiated reading of a certain text. So in that nutshell, Mr. Masuku, so we see that there are some people who are totally opposed to listening to certain things, like ZPC, Studio 7, and other things, you know, and then some don't even listen to them at all. Why is it that people end up going that way? Just 1 minute.
Okay, people are opposed to certain media because of their output, mm-hmm. what they've been getting all along, okay? Because the media in Zimbabwe has been so polarized.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe that there is fake news coming out of certain media houses. And mm-hmm. as a result, they miss out on very important issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a caller called Mr. Nyoni who spoke
mm-hmm.
about people not believing news.
Mm-hmm.
And that was telling because due to the fact that people have been getting fake news around, they end up not even believing news which is true.
Yeah. Mm.
For instance, we had a disaster in Mutare, a cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
And
cyclone died. Yeah.
Even if information was there, Studio 7 broadcasting about it, and certain newspapers writing about it, people might not have believed it because of the polarization mm-hmm. which is already in existence.
Yeah.
So I think that that is a huge concern and it has to be rectified.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going
to call her. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Yebo, likhuluma no Nomthandazo Nkomazana.
Yeah, Ma Nkomazana, kunjani mama?
Hayi, ngiphilile baba Dube, linjani lana
khona? Siyaphila kakhulu, kunjani Mumbai?
Hayi, hayi khona kuyashisa baba, kuyashisa kakhulu.
Yeah, so sicela usijayike ngamafutshane. Ubona njani usuku lwe World Press Freedom Day?
Hayi, usuku lolu baba, mina ngibona liqakathekile kakhulu.
Mhm.
And bengifisa ngabe liyahlonitshwa ikakhulu eZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba intatheli zindaba ngamehlo nendlebe zethu
mm-hmm.
elizweni ezehole. Imithetho ebekwa especially against the intatheli amboni jintile ngoba
mm-hmm.
into ezazenzeka before zilokho zisenzeka namanje.
Mm-hmm.
Bekunama stairway laphana kobulawayo naseHarare kuliwa in intatheli eziningi zaboshwa
mm-hmm.
bakubona nje especially kuma live videos uboshwa ama journalist
mm-hmm.
Ma intatheli zinganikezwa i-freedom yokuthi zithaphe izindaba. How is the country going to benefit, especially ezindaweni lapho okufunakala usizo khona? Kulezindawo ezifuna usizo ezifihlekileyo lapho ukuthi ama-journalists angafika khona, if they have to publish that information, they edit out. Ngoba bengafuni, ilokhu zini, abaphathi bengafuni, mhlawumbe ukuyangeka, or kuyabe kune-corruption eyenzekileyo ukuthi that place was supposed to be developed. I said developer, kodwa bengafuna ukuthi into lezi ziphumele egcekeni. So I think it's very important ukuthi intatheli zibe ne freedom njengakwamanye amazwe. Bona especially endaweni okulembi khona intatheli ziyahlonitshwa.
Yeah.
Azihlukunyezwa. Kodwa lapha elizweni lethu akulambi. Kodwa lokho zihlukunyezwa. Angiboni kuzosiza kakhulu. Angiboni kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba it will actually prevent our country to develop in certain areas. Lapho kufunakala usizo khona, no one will know because kuzathi hayi akufihle lokho, asifanelanga sikuveze lokho. Ngoba someone ate some money that was supposed to be developing some school somewhere, some hospital somewhere, or some road somewhere. Kule in I road esedinga emapping on the map it's declared as a third road but manje akula thara fokolo akula lutho kodwa emapping yethu eZimbabwe it's declared ukuthi it's a third road
aha so futhi ngakuya report kodwa kuye 10 seconds ukuthi khona bonto mendla yeah
ngathi siyacela kakhulu ukuthi ngabe kuba lo mthetho an independent something or maybe imthetho ebuya from the world of journalists angazi ukuthi kunento enjalo kodwa bengingafisa ukuthi ngabe ama-journalist aba ahlonitshwe abe nogatsha lwawo that doesn't include the government.
Hawu boni ke siyabonga kakhulu ntombi endala sesiza kukhatha khonapho ungathela kusasa. So that is in Komazana. She's in India. Mm-hmm. You know that there was a cyclone there. So
yes.
Yeah, she's one of those people there. So she's saying that you know maybe there could be some independent body for journalists or some laws that can protect journalists. So she's advocating for that. She's maybe a world kind of thing, mm-hmm. a global law. So, but the problem with global laws is that they're like treaties. You know, they are not sticking every time. So it's a question of having the laws. But they won't work in a certain country. Mm-hmm. So now maybe you can pose a question to Mr. Musa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me just take the opportunity to just also welcome some of the people that just joined us. There's Barbara Bamu who's saying, mm-hmm. please call us. So hopefully we can get her on the program so we can hear a woman's perspective mm-hmm. from Barbara Bamu, who's on our Facebook page, Elizabeth Nyambo Mabeka. Hi. And we're also supposed to be speaking to Faith Zaba and another mm-hmm. journalist, Andrew, from an independent paper, but I don't know. I think we were unable to get them. But tumbozo kira kwa muri anzadzi. Manzwa shanga shuru kutaurwa neva vakutaura pana wapa kuti kune yatingati mitemo ere inochengetedza vatori venawo.
Mitemo iripo. Kune dzimwe problem chi. Kune dzimwe nyika kune mitemo inochengetedza vatori venawo. Mm-hmm. I can give for example ana South Africa vane mitemo inochengetedza majournalist, vana Namibia kwandakambogara vane mitemo inochengetedza majournalist. Haungonzwa kuti journalist asungwa arowa. Vese vanotora nyaya dzakafanana dzichibuda dzakafanana muma newspaper. Ende izvozvo uchaona kuti nyika dzavo dziri mberi pane yedu ine nhau dzakasiyana from different media houses uchiwana nyaya dzakasiyana. Handitika. Saka mitemo iripo. Muzimbabwe mitemo iripo sekutaura kwataka watamboita. Mitemo yakanaka pakumbunyikidza kodzero dzekutorwa kwenao. Ndiyo mitemo iripo kuZimbabwe. Mitemo iyoyo inofanirwa kuchinjwa. Asiwo iwo majournalists havana kurara. Pane zvavanga vachiita tinana Mesa Zimbabwe, vana Radio Dialogue, vana Zakras, masangano vano voluntary media council and it Zimbabwe editors forum masangano anosangana achiedza kuti abu a dzokeredze ma journalist kuti abudise nhau dzakanaka handitika saka vanotarisa ma ethics nema values zvatingati isusu zvekushandisa zvacho mitemo yacho tsika nemagariro ema journalist
kuti vatore for as implementation
ndiyo inonetsa asi iwo havangazvigoni vega kana hurumende isina kusunungura chi isina kusunungura mitemo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masuku. So there is a tweet that was sent out by the Minister of Information and it reads this year's theme is media for democracy, journalism and elections in times of disinformation. And then they add, under President at ED Mnangagwa, Zimbabwe has seen the democratization of the political and media space. There is a free intercourse of ideas without any fear of recrimination. And then they go on to say, as today is the World Press Freedom Day, it is a day to raise awareness of the importance of freedom of the press and remind governments of their duty to respect and uphold the right to freedom of expression enshrined under Article 19 of the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So this is a statement that was tweeted by the Ministry of Information. So maybe your last word, Mr. Masuku.
My last word is to say congratulations to the journalists in Zimbabwe who work under very, very serious conditions, under threat. This day they must enjoy themselves and continue to work hard for the development of our country. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Mr. Henry Masuku. So we've come to the end of our program. We wish to say thank you so much, Mr. Masuku.
Siyabonga.
Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, Happy World Press Freedom Day.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who, and I would also like to take the opportunity to thank those who sent us WhatsApp messages, wishing us a happy Press Freedom Day, and those that were live streaming with us. Bye-bye.